Well, Ollie, we're into a stage of the season where there's two games in the regular campaign left to play. I suppose, first of all, there was a break last week due to the Cup. How did that break affect Harps? Was it a positive thing?
We played against the Donegal League down in Ballyair last Wednesday, as in yesterday week, which was a great run out for us on their new facility, which is a credit to them. Probably the downside of it, that Martin and picked up an injury that will keep him out for a couple of weeks anyway. So that was a downside of it. But look, that could happen at a training session, that type of way, and that's the risk you run when you go and take a game like that, you know. But no, look, I mean, that's not an excuse for tomorrow night. You know, whatever happens. It's not down to the lack of preparation, put it that way, to you.
Yeah, you're going to the Belfield UCD in the knowledge that they know if they avoid defeat, they're going to be champions. But Ollie, you feel that you can trouble them on a night that they'll be hoping for success?
Well, you'd hope you might be able to trouble them, and we hope that we might be able to trouble them the last time we went to Belfield, and indeed the last time they came to Ballybofey. And while we thought we were well equipped and well prepared, it didn't turn out that way. And to be fair to them, they ran out worthy winners, in particular in Ballybofey. We played well in the Belfield Bowl that game and still came out the wrong side of a 3-2 defeat. They're a decent side and actually have probably kicked on and got a little bit better as the season has progressed, so we'll have a work cut out. I think any side in the division has their work cut out up there in particular. I think they've only lost one game between Cup and League up there all season, and we'd need to be at our very best tomorrow night and then not going as well to have a chance of getting anything out of it. You know, a draw, I don't mean a win, to put it that way, to Oshin.
Yeah, well, any sort of positive results for Harps will be seriously beneficial in trying to secure the second place. So there is a big carrot dangling there, Ollie.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, would you take a draw now and UCD win the league? You probably would, although, you know, we'll go to try and win it without a doubt, although we've come up short before against them the two times we played them. If we could, you know, settle for second place now, we absolutely would. But that itself will be difficult to achieve, be it tomorrow night. And then you're looking at Cavan Teely on Saturday week, Oshin. Like, you know, I won't say we're caught between two stools, to put it that way to you. We could end up in third place very easily if we don't get something out of the next two games, to put it that way to you.
How much focus then is on that Cavan Teely game going under the UCD game, Ollie, if you know, how are you splitting your focus there for these two matches?
Well, as regards players injury-wise, you know, we won't be putting anyone on the pitch tomorrow night that isn't fully fit, to put it that way to you. But we haven't really discussed Cavan Teely. Well, I have seen them 2 weeks ago play down in Langford, and we will do our preparation from Saturday morning on. You know, our focus has been on UCD for this week in preparation, and that's the way it all is. It's like, you know, But if there's one or two lads, which we have, that are struggling with knocks now, not the likes of Martin, the lads with lesser injuries than him, we probably won't risk them tomorrow night on the basis that Cavan Teely will be a massive game to try and get second place, should that be the case come Saturday morning.
Do you feel the gulf at the top of the table, as in the points difference between UCD and the rest, which has been headed up by you, which is currently about 6 points? Is that a realistic reflection, probably, of where things, the quality is in the league?
I think so, yeah. I think it's a very good league. I think the chase and pack, which includes us, is a very decent standard. I'm only comparing it with the last time we were in it, but to be fair to UCD, they've stepped up again, in fairness to them, and it's not by accident or by a fluke that they're 6 points ahead of the top of the table. They've got very decent players. Lads that were there the last time we played them in the first division in the playoff, you know, the likes of Darragh O'Connor there, Timmy Malloy, Gary O'Neill, they were all there the time we played them in the semi-final of the playoff 3 years ago, and the rest of them have played a lot of games. They're 3 years on the go, that side, even though they're young, they've a lot of experience under their belt, but they're good footballers, and I think Waterford found that out last weekend up in Belfield in the cup game, where UCD ran out, you know, comfortable winners. Paul Higgerty went to watch them, and you know, he'd nothing but positives to say about them, which will bring with it its difficulties tomorrow night.